She certainly was nice. She reminded me a little bit of old Ernest Morrow's mother, the one I met on the train, when she smiled mostly. "You've enjoyed talking to you so much," she said. I said I'd enjoyed talking to them a lot, too. I meant it, too. I'd have enjoyed it even more, though, I think, if I hadn't been sort of afraid the whole time I was talking to them that they'd all of a sudden try to find out if I was a Catholic. Catholics are always trying to find out if you're a Catholic. It happens to me a lot, I know, partly because my last name is Irish, and most people of Irish descent are Catholics. As a matter of fact, my father was a Catholic once. He quit, though, when he married my mother. The Catholics are always trying to find out if you're a Catholic, even if they don't know your last name. I knew this one Catholic boy, Lewis Shaney, when I was at the Wooten School. He was the first boy I ever met there. He and I were sitting in the first two chairs outside the goddamn infirmary the day school opened, waiting for our physicals, and we sort of struck up this conversation about tennis. He was quite interested in tennis, and so was I. He told me he went to the Nationals at Forest Hills every summer, and I told him I did too, and then we talked about certain hot-shot tennis players for quite a while. He knew quite a lot about tennis for a kid his age, he really did. Then, after a while, right in the middle of the goddamn conversation, he asked me, "Did you happen to notice where the Catholic Church is in town by any chance?" The thing was, you could tell by the way he asked me that he was trying to find out if I was a Catholic. He really was. Not that he was prejudiced or anything, but he just wanted to know. He was enjoying the conversation about tennis and all, but you could tell he would have enjoyed it more if I was a Catholic and all. That kind of stuff drives me crazy. I'm not saying it ruined our conversation or anything. It didn't. But it sure as hell didn't do it any good. That's why I was glad those two nuns didn't ask me if I was a Catholic. It wouldn't have spoiled the conversation if they had, but it would have been different, probably. I'm not saying I blame Catholics. I don't. I'd be the same way, probably, if I was a Catholic. It's just like those suitcases I was telling you about, in a way. All I'm saying is that it's no good for a nice conversation. That's all I'm saying. When they got up to go, the two nuns, I did something very stupid and embarrassing. I was smoking a cigarette, and when I stood up to say goodbye to them, by mistake, I blew some smoke in their face. I didn't mean to, but I did it. I apologized like a madman, and they were very polite and nice about it, but it was very embarrassing anyway. After they left, I started getting sorry that I'd only given them $10 for their collection. But the thing was, I'd made that date to go to a matinee with old Sally Hayes, and I needed to keep some dough for the tickets and stuff. I was sorry anyway, though. God damn money. It always ends up making you blue as hell. 16. After I had my breakfast, it was only around noon, and I wasn't meeting old Sally till 2 o'clock, so I started taking this long walk. I couldn't stop thinking about those two nuns. I kept thinking about that beat-up old straw basket they went around collecting money with when they weren't teaching school. I kept trying to picture my mother or somebody, or my aunt, or Sally Hayes' crazy mother, standing outside some department store and collecting dough for poor people in a beat-up old straw basket. It was hard to picture. Not so much my mother, but those other two. My aunt's pretty charitable. She does a lot of Red Cross work and all. She's very well-dressed and all, and when she does anything charitable, she's always very well-dressed and has lipstick on and all that crap. I couldn't picture her doing anything for charity if she had to wear black clothes and no lipstick while she was doing it. But old Sally Hayes's mother, Jesus Christ. The only way she could go around with a basket collecting dough would be if everybody kissed her ass for her when they made a contribution. If they just dropped their dough in her basket, then walked away without saying anything to her, ignoring her and all, she'd quit in about an hour. She'd get bored. She'd hand in her basket and then go someplace swanky for lunch. That's what I liked about those nuns. You could tell, for one thing, that they never went anywhere swanky for lunch. It made me so damn sad when I thought about it. They're never going anywhere swanky for lunch or anything. I knew it wasn't too important, but it made me sad anyway. I started walking over toward Broadway, just for the hell of it, because I hadn't been over there in years. Besides, I wanted to find a record store that was open on Sunday. There was this record I wanted to get for Phoebe called Little Shirley Beans. It was a very hard record to get. It was about a little kid that wouldn't go out of the house because two of her front teeth were out and she was ashamed to. I heard it at Pensy. A boy that lived on the next floor had it, and I tried to buy it off him because I knew it would knock old Phoebe out. But he wouldn't sell it. It was a very old, terrific record that this colored girl singer, Estelle Fletcher, made about 20 years ago. She sings it very Dixieland and whorehouse, and doesn't sound at all mushy. If a white girl was singing,